Hi, this is Bobby Klein. I'm the translator and the interpreter of the I Ching. This is a New Earth I Ching, easy to understand, easy to put to use. It's an oracle, 3,000 years of wisdom wrapped up in this. So sit back, take a breath. If you've got a question in your mind, ask it. If not, just hang in and you'll get some answers. And that's what this is all about. The I Ching, they say, is the book of change, and it is, but it's also the book of answers. All right. Tune in. Drop in. You're home. Yeah.
Continuing on the journey, bringing it home. As the oracle guides us with the ins and outs of life. Yeah. The haiku. Grandmother Moon calls to salve the wounding of love. Now she lights my way. Yeah. You know, sitting in the moonlight and saying, whoa, man, you know, I got hurt. But then what do? We say, wait a minute, the moon is bright and I'm gonna walk through it as she lights my way. Abuela. The oracle brings us to the call, of where we are tonight, today, tomorrow. Number 58. It's called the open, the expression. It's a double hexagram, double trigram. It is above as it is below, which we know. And it's about the harvest. It's about growing, and it's about the trial. Yeah. Are you on trial? Sometimes it seems like it. May the bridges I burn light my way. Yeah. Okay. Tonight, the wisdom says, as it brings us in, it says the spirits have been called. Okay, I got to give you some explanation. You know, when we pray, we say, oh my God, God, please, or please see me, we're calling the spirits. And don't doubt it, you know. It might be formal prayer, or it might be just an expression where you say, oh, God, cover me here, will you? And the spirits will call. They'll be there. And it opens doorways. It's called the interaction of excitement and pleasure and brings opportunity closer. All right, Earth people, we're talking to you. Make ready now. Make ready for the New Earth movement you're sensing is that we are all riding the wave of eternal transformation. Got it? I mean, look, are we always in transition or transformation? I think so. But now it is potent. It is potent as we move into the eternal, into the transformation. The gifts of the body and the mind and the spirit that you've withheld from yourself, you know, that big, big lie. And from your tribe and from your family and from your community, it's ready now to be released. Don't be shy. Don't let go of the shame about it. It's all being released into new ways of thinking, into new ways of being. You have, with consciousness and unconscious intent, been waiting for just the right time, or hoping there would be the right time, the tribe of fellows, and the place of safety to express what you've been holding inside you. Yeah, we get afraid. We think, well, I'm going to be rejected if I bring that out. You know, I'm going to look like a fool. But it's not about how or who is going to receive it. You see, reception lies in spirit. It's not in your tribe. It's not in your family. It's not in your friends. It's in spirit. And by moving forward without self-judgment, you'll be embraced. And in this embrace is the love, is the peace of mind, is the abundance that you have asked for. Reflect for a moment and see through the doubt and see through the suffering that you now deserve it. Walk through that door, don't be afraid. You see, these are beneficial times. You know, as the planets align, as the earth goes through so many changes, it's a cycle of growth, it's a cycle of good fortune. It's not a time to sit back and do nothing, right? Be prepared. Opportunities come in your way. So move with integrity and seize the moment. Be in preparation, in this case, by finding stillness. By doing this, you will have positive advancement in all creative and relationship matters, right? So those doors are coming, those doors are opening. You see, it's exciting these times. The action now, in order to receive, is to move out into the world and spread joy, bring pleasure, share the gifts you have received from the divine. All right, let's take that sentence seriously, right? This is the movement right now. It's the movement of you being a responsible, sentient being, of moving ahead, right? Spread joy, bring pleasure, share the gifts you've received, yeah. And there, that opens up doorways, and that's all you got to do, you see? Encourage others to join with you in the symphony of loving support. This will lead to plenitude for all concerned. Work together with your choice of like-minded individuals in your community, your tribe, your business, your circle of friends. Take the time to point out their best qualities, right? God, we gotta hear it sometimes. You know, like we can say, man, that's a really cool person. Tell them, right? Just do that. It's supportive. And, you know, even the most famous, best, whatever they are, they don't hear it, you see. And they may have forgotten these attributes that they have. May have taken it for granted, or maybe they haven't discovered it. Be the teacher. We're all teachers. And teach love. It is in this action that you'll be available to receive what has been desired. There'll be many opportunities in this coming cycle. Some will be presented as challenges to overcome or move through, while others are coming towards you and match your rhythm and frequency. You're now prepared to penetrate into the heart of the matter, your heart, and what matters to you. Mindful penetration. Mindful penetration brings action and you are ready. It'll be a benefit now to proceed in concert with others in your circle and in your tribe. Coming now is a new relationship or business opportunity. That's what's coming for all of us. And it's just beginning to open. See it. Bring it in. This time, it's different. Now opportunity in this time wears a different costume than what's been presented to you in the past. Open the heart of the warrior, one you've hidden out of fear of discovery, of rejection. Freely nurture with basic elemental truth. the truth that you have seen through the eyes and ears of your inner voice and wisdom. Be cautious not to get intoxicated by this new opportunity. Be still and in your truth. Spirit is talking to us all the time. We come to stillness, you know, in the shower, doing the dishes. Spirit's talking. And it's important that we listen. And the more we listen, the stronger the voice becomes. And are we channeling? Maybe. What is it? Is it coming from God? Is it coming from the spirit world? Well, it doesn't really matter. But it's wisdom, because it's brought in by your receiver, right? Your body, mind, spirit receiver, right? That you have worked on and that you've opened up. And that's what's happening. It's in your DNA. It's in this wonderful time. And it's not going to be a benefit now to isolate, to confine the aspects of your true self. Yeah, come out of the lie. As you release and trust to what you find as joyous, sensual, and stimulating. Come on. I Ching is talking about having fun. And we've got to remember to have fun, right? Joyous, sensual, stimulating. By combining these components, you will bring together others, and you can accomplish great things together. Identify your community now. Seek who it is in your tribe of fellows that will join or follow you on the road to completion and compassion. Once found, inspire their movement, point out their talents, be supportive. Such combining and nurturing creates a link of minds and hearts that can achieve and bring into reality what's needed for the betterment of yourself and for the world around you. As we move with enhanced understanding and acceptance toward the greater good. Trying to go it alone at this point would be a mistake. Don't isolate. It'll open, but it's just going to be such a teeny part of what awaits you. Right? Join, be together. It is in this penetration into your own resistance that will reveal many of life's mysteries. And boy, life is mysterious. Which will be shown to you and will be surprisingly clear and simple to understand, because when we get down to it, it's the elementals, it's simple, you see. By doing this, you'll be able to reach inside and move past the old tired programming of ego, of the birth family, of the school, of the church and state that would hinder you by whacking you with guilt or shame or blame, fear, doubt. If you allow this, there can be a turnaround time in your basic psychology and your physiology. The elixir for you in these times will come from the sharing of joy through excitement about what is in your view and what lies ahead. The aspects of your persons and your persona that have been unexpressed are no longer your potential. Got it? We're not living for potential now, because now your best is reality. These deeply held gems of self-expression are rising and ready to unleash their powerful and glorious patterns of self-worth and confidence. Encourage communication. Share ideas, share theories. You know, no matter how far out of the box it might seem, speak up when you feel or see that truth that's being hidden. Nature is supporting you. And it's time that you shared your ideas. These nurturing, beautiful ideas that bring you home, see? In this way, the shift will be made ecologically, financially, spiritually, and emotionally. And thus will clear the way for this coming new golden age, where we all can live together in peace and share the blessings. You know, I'm preparing for have a retreat in Big Sur at Esalen, and in May 16th to the 20th. And It's fitting at this time. You know, Esalen was a place where the human potential movement broke through in the 60s. The psychologists, the Big Sur Six, Alan Watts, Joseph Campbell, they were there and they talked and it's opening. And you know what? I know that the calling of Grandmother Moon, or the calling for me to be there, is for this time, you see. You no longer have to wait for love and abundance to find you. Open your eyes, open your ears, and listen. The truth is you're found. And time to disassociate yourself from any worries, negative situations, or negative people. Leave them away. Problems or difficulties once seen and confronted will float away like the morning mists on the lake of your dreams. There's peace now with the ego. The negative voice of judgment. It's quiet now. Move into stillness now. Listen to the inner voice of your loving heart, your inner wisdom, your inner teachers. Where it's coming from, we're not quite sure, but it's there. And you can do it now. Because there's an alignment going on in the world with Spirit watching. And Spirit's pleased for us at this time to open up these doorways and to see ourselves open and clear. And speaking about the retreat, you know, all around the world, and the people on this planet are searching for meaning, searching for purpose, searching for significance, trying to make sense of all this, right? Sometimes it's hard, but the answers are there, hard to come by, but the work is there that you can do. The proliferation of the digital networks have given us unprecedented access to knowledge and each other. Those connected, yet the era of the smartphone, the permanent connectivity is too often marked by feelings of isolation, right? So it's not the time to isolate, because if you do, you disconnect with the self while denying the importance of stillness, deeper contemplation, and compassion. How do we tend to our feelings of isolation as well as thwart the myriad health and psychological issues that can arise out of that isolation? So the question is, can we achieve a lasting sense of peace? Well, we can. And as we join together, we can do it, because we are love. We are love. And say that to yourself, right? I am love. Say it. That's a reading for this week, an important one, I think, for all of us. And we take away, it's not time to isolate, it's time to work with your fellows. Because of what's going on in the world, we see it, you know, all the electronic stuff, you know, kids that are staying indoors all the time. And I know with COVID it's been hard, but, you know, we got to get out and play. And that means the big grown-ups, you got to get out and play. Find some people to play with and go play. This is how you move into the really beautiful and stillness aspects of yourself. In Lakesha Lakim, I am the other you. And I like it that way. Yes, I do. Namaste, y'all. Remember, between you and others is where the voice of wisdom, the voice of God, the voice of connection, that's how it operates. Be the love that you want. And teach peace. And we can achieve it, because we're coming into a new golden age. Again, in Lakesha Lakin, I am the other you. And I love it that way. For a slow dance. Where is my partner? Where are you? Let me know. I love y'all. Indeed, I do.